On this solemnity of Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, we renew our devotion to our Eucharistic Lord. We Catholics believe in the real presence of Christ in the Sacred Host. Why? Well, because it is a solemn dogma taught by Christ himself, proclaimed by his Church down through the centuries, and fostered by the popes and saints from time immemorial. One way to unpack this teaching is by the 3D method: dogma, doctrine, discipline. Now, dogmas never change. Doctrines, however, develop and expand, and disciplines apply the mystery to our daily lives. The dogma. This dogma of the real presence is noted in St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, when we read that at the synagogue in Capernaum, the Lord announced his Eucharistic presence for the first time. He said, "Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you will not have life in you." Now, the word used here for life was zoe in the Greek, which means spiritual life, as distinct to physical life, bios, or mental life, psyche. When the Jews complained about such a teaching because it conflicted with their dietary laws, Christ further insisted that this bread, this living bread, the consecrated host for us at Mass, is real flesh, not once, but three times. Furthermore, he did not ask them whether they understood this mystery, but rather whether they accepted his authority to teach it and make it possible. Although it is a divine mystery that God hides himself under the appearance of the host or consecrated bread at Mass, so as to feed our souls, that does not infer that it is contrary to reason. I don't understand, for example, how Wi-Fi works, but it does. It's on my phone. There are many things we don't fully understand, but we accept them as they are because of the authority of another. That's the point, dogma. The second is doctrine. The theological doctrine that explains this dogma was formulated in the Middle Ages by a brilliant scholar called St. Thomas Aquinas. In order to offset some heresies at that time, God worked a miracle, a Eucharistic miracle, at Bolsena near Orvieto in Italy. A Czechoslovakian priest called Father Peter from Prague was having difficulties concerning this dogma. So at Mass one morning, during the consecration, the host he held in his hands bled, real blood, onto the altar and linen, which bolstered his faith and gave rise to the Pope's institution of today's feast. Now, Thomas Aquinas was asked to write the hymns and Mass for the occasion, and to present an explanation of the dogma of the real presence. His doctrine can be simply summed up in the one word, transubstantiation. Trans means crossing, substance. The substance is cross over. So it means that during the Eucharistic prayer at the consecration, which relives the suffering and death of the Lord, these words given to us by Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, said through the priest over the bread and wine, causes the substances to change into his body and blood, though the appearances remain as bread and wine. For that reason, we don't say, as Protestants do, that we receive bread at Holy Communion, but the host. And the word host is from the Latin hostia, meaning victim. Christ offered himself. because the reality is the substance of Christ and not bread. In order to assist us in the secular world, there are two recent Eucharistic miracles. There's many, in fact, but there's two recent ones worthy of note. The first was in Argentina in 1996. A woman found a consecrated host at the back of the church, and she gave it to the priest. The parish priest had put it in a glass of water so that it would dissolve, as it normally would. But instead, it turned into a piece of bloody flesh. After 3 years, the flesh had not decomposed, as one would expect, and the cardinal called Bergoglio, who's now Pope Francis, in 1999, sent a sample for testing to a doctor, a cardiologist, and forensic pathologist called Dr. Zugibi in New York, who knew not of its origin, and analyzed it and concluded that it was human heart tissue that had endured severe stress when the sample had been taken. Now, you can YouTube that and see his explanation and the fact that he did not know the source of this tissue. Well worthy of note. Then later, in 2013, in St. Hyacinth's Church in Poland, a consecrated host fell to the floor, which was then placed in a container with water. And soon after, they noticed red stains appearing. The year later, in 2014, a small fragment was placed on a corporal and underwent testing by various research institutes. The final medical statement by the Department of Forensic Medicine found that it was heart tissue, human tissue, that bore signs of distress. Now, all of these studies have been put together in a comprehensive book by an Australian lawyer called Ron Tesorero, and the book's called Reasons to Believe, which entwined scientific findings with the investigative journalism of Mike Willacy, who's recently passed on, to provide fascinating reading on this topic. Lastly, the discipline is the application of this divine mystery to our lives. The Church thus stipulates three conditions to receive Holy Communion. One, that the recipient be a believing Catholic, who's baptized, obviously. Two, that one be free of mortal sin, that is, in the state of grace or sanctifying grace, so as to receive the author of grace, Christ himself. And three, that one prepares their soul with a 1 hour fast beforehand. Now, church disciplines can change or vary over time. For example, in the 1950s, the fast was from midnight and included all food and water to receive communion. The church then later reduced this to only 1 hour so as to encourage more people to frequent this sacrament. So now, dogma, doctrine, discipline. The dogma is found in Scripture, taught by Christ himself. The doctrine is the explanation of this mystery of the real presence, taught by Aquinas. And lastly, the discipline is the application to our daily life, which can vary over time. That's the 3D method of putting it together, the feast of today. But the bottom line is, let's love the Lord greatly. Let us manifest our love towards him by our reverence and devotion, because he humbles himself to enter into our bodily domain, to be with us and prepare us for the life hereafter.